This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Want to bring to the microphone today a pastor that I met at a conference in the Northwest. And he's not your typical pastor in as much as Matthew Cummings is a black guy, very big black guy, I would say, who is in an area that's got to be about 99.9% white, if I'm not too far off, Pastor. You've got a congregation out there in that northwest boondocks where y'all are, and I think that's pretty neat. And maybe we could start there and just explain how did somebody like you end up there doing that?
Oh, sure. I had been a traveling minister for about 32, 33 years and was coming up through the Pacific Northwest, Oregon and Washington, ministering in the area. I began to form relationships with different pastors in the area, and one of them, a powerful man of God who had been in ministry for 60-something years, and his wife kind of sat me down and talked to me about the possibility if I wanted to consider about being pastor of a church. And, of course, my first thought was, oh, sure. And then I went, oh, wait a minute. They're all white, aren't they? So I prayed about it. And I moved on and was traveling back east for a minute. And while I was back east, felt more peace about the possibility of taking the position, and realized that by October of last year that the Lord was saying, yes, do it. So I contacted. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, that's fine. Go ahead. You contacted. I'll let you finish that account.
Yeah, so, you know, I contacted the pastor and his wife and spoke with the leadership, and in November shared that I would be beginning the process to become their pastor, and the whole congregation stood up and started clapping, which was to my surprise.
Well, I think that's pretty neat. Actually, culturally, from the brief time we've spent together, I would say you were a very good fit. Would it be totally inaccurate to say you either are or would favor being a pistol-packing pastor?
Oh, without question, I'm a pistol-packing pastor, no doubt.
Applauding right now myself. That's great. So, you fit right in spite of, you know, the left is so funny. The only thing they apparently can see is the outside. They must have light meters to determine how much off-white a particular person might be and therefore how much deference they should be given. But it seems to me that pretty much in the freedom-oriented community, the conservative world that I'm in, if there's any reaction at all to a black conservative, it's, man, I'm glad to have you here.
Actually, that's been the response I've always got. And, I've told people that there are far more black conservatives than what people realize. And the problem is that most have been have needed to step out of their comfort zone and begin to speak up.
And I've seen a little bit of the harassment that can be generated, and unless somebody is either particularly thick-skinned or maybe it's for professional reasons, it's not too likely that they're going to volunteer for that kind of abuse. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm just cranky enough, to ornery enough, that it almost is like I've had a bad day if I haven't been criticized by some lefty. So,
well, yes, that's kind of it. You know, it's almost a shame that you kind of are wondering, you know, if it's a day and there's not been someone trying to put down your character or something, then you do kind of wonder, you know, am I doing my job? But it's kind of funny.
I think that's the way a lot of us who are conservatives, who are in the public eye, we probably melt like a snowflake if we didn't take that point of view. And so I've been very comfortable. There was an expression that came out of World War II that you know you're over the target when you're taking flak. Because that's when the flak guns start shooting at you when you're getting too close to them. Anyway, I just felt an immediate bond with you. I think we have a very much of a similar spirit. I thought it would be really interesting to tell the listeners of the Gun Owners News Hour just how somebody like you came to be the person you are. And I do remember, as I made a few notes after our meeting, that you had a pretty unusual, I guess it was a preschool teacher?
Back in 1969, actually it started in 68, I'm originally from Ann Arbor, Michigan, and my mother and I, and a number of students at the University of Michigan who were in the master's program were looking to recruit, in particular, single black women and their children into a particular school. And these people were the infamous, my principal was Bill Ayers, the SDS leader, Weatherman Underground, and then my teacher, which actually had a legitimate gift, but she was just truly off, was Diane Alton, who was my preschool teacher, yes.
Now, is that the same Bill Ayers that was just a guy up in the neighborhood?
There you go. Yes, so, it is.
What an incredible crossing of timelines. A conservative black pastor had the same, at least knew the same person, spent time with the same person that Barack Obama did years later in that rather nice suburban neighborhood in Chicago.
Right.
You, I don't think, turned out the same way.
Praise the Lord, no.
Amen to that. although I imagine Obama is just as fond of guns as you are, but I doubt that he handles them himself. He has other people to do that.
Well, there you go. That's the issue. His interest in guns, and it is documented, he really did have a real revolutionary spirit. But the edges were rubbed off. His interest in guns was to actually overthrow, long before he became president, our constitutional republic. So,
he just sort of put that away out of sight because he was developing an image apparently for quite a long time. Talking today with the Reverend Matthew Cumming, who hails from the outback of the state of Idaho, Washington. And we're going to continue talking with him. And I'll give you his contact info in just a minute. And we're back.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Back with my guest, Matthew Cumming, a pastor in the eastern part of Washington, a very rural area, actually. you can contact him via email at starchild48104@yahoo.com. And I'll give that out again if you weren't ready to take it down. So make sure that if you would like to contact Reverend Cummings, you can do that. So you had kind of an interesting preschool experience, although at the time when you were just a little toddler, I doubt that you knew how interesting it was until years later. But both your principal of that preschool and one of the teachers there went on to achieve a bit of notoriety for their activities in the hard left in this country. So it's a very interesting story. Why don't you just go ahead and fill in some of those details?
Well, sure. As I was saying earlier, Bill Ayers was at the University of Michigan in what's considered the School of Education, and he literally, Children's Community School, which was the name of the school, was a hard left school. They did not teach reading, writing, arithmetic. Their interest was in indoctrinating young kids and young people in the Communist Manifesto way. And Diane Auden came to my house in 68 and interviewed my mother for an hour, and then came and interviewed me for an hour away from my mother and asked specific questions, which I to this day have still sat there thinking, I was only seven. Why are you asking me this?
You know, I'm struck at, when I talked to you, I don't recall you mentioning that these were interviews apart, but I don't know under what circumstances I would be comfortable with somebody interviewing a child or a grandchild of mine at around that age. There's just something a little creepy about that. And well, from what you're saying, this went on for quite a while.
Yeah, it did. Now, look, you know, my mom was right outside. That was looking through the window. But and my mom and Diane had formed what's considered some type of relationship, you know, things of that nature. But, you know, there is no question that what Diane was getting to, I mean, in general, will you do everything that we ask of you? And I said, sure, yeah. You know, because
you're 7 years old.
At that age, yeah, you know, I'm seven at the age, sure, you know, and Diane had been good to my mom, and also, you know, she really was a good teacher. So I said, sure, yes. And the next fall, went in, and but the first day of class was phenomenal because, as I said, it wasn't reading, writing, or arithmetic. First day of class, we're there. It was an open classroom, and all of us didn't sit at individual desks. We sat at desks where there were eight to a table. And in other words, to kind of form a collective, if you know what I'm saying. And,
I hadn't thought of forming the collective in such a tangible way. But as soon as you mentioned a table of eight, collective was the word that jumped into my mind before you said it.
That's right. And, you know, so, you know, the other part of that is that as we're sitting there, Diane, this is her first statement for the class. You no longer have to listen to your parents.
That's quite a little bomb to throw out.
And all of us were kind of looking at each other. Now, remember, we're kind of young. And, of course, I was bratty. All right. Not realizing what was really being developed, which was the spirit of rebellion. And a lot was said in that first class, and I went home and saw Mom, and we talked about the day, and then she asked, so how was class with Diane? And I said, I looked at her, I said, well, Diane said, I no longer have to listen listen to you. And, of course, my mom immediately went, her smile left. You know, she used to the right of us on the wall was a belt. Come on. And she looked at the belt, and I looked at the belt, and I was thinking, well, looks like I'm about to get my, you know, backside tanned. But she got smart. I watched her, and she went ahead on and said, wait a minute. And she got pen and paper, and she said, so what else did Diane say? And the next 4 months.
And it wasn't Miss Otten. Everybody in this commune is on a first-name basis?
Yeah.
All right. Yep. And we're all equal, except some are more equal than others, I'm sure.
Well, of course. And so she went ahead on and she wrote down all that was said. And the next 4 months pumped me for information. And Dine and them spoke against our government, spoke against the idea of faith in God, spoke against... being in the, not just our constitutional republic, but capitalism, spoke against every foundational thing that makes our constitutional republic the republic it is. And every day I came home and was saying stuff, my mom's writing it down, and she starts calling the other parents. And in a nutshell, basically, gets a group of parents together, and which confronts the school in Bel Air. And the leadership there basically responded that we're not going to change our curriculum. This is what we're about. And that led to eventually my mom pulling me out of school and a number of other parents pulling their children out of school. But I tell you, when I think back to...
But some parents left their kids in school?
Yeah, some parents did. Most others did. And,
wow.
I thank the Lord for my mother. I thank the Lord for her. For her quick thinking. By the way, I know I did deserve the belt. Come on, but
now. You probably didn't ask her for it at the time.
So I did. But,
Well, listen, we've got another break coming up. We're talking about the experiences of the Reverend Matthew Cummings growing up in what could perhaps be described as the school for a commune. And we're going to be back and talk some more about his incredible experience.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Our guest today is the Reverend Matthew Cummings. He is a pastor in the boondocks of Eastern Washington, a wonderful area of the country. And his email, if you want to contact him, is starchild48104@yahoo.com. That's starchild48104@yahoo.com. And if for any reason you didn't get that or don't get it when I repeat it later on, just get a hold of me and we'll definitely make sure you get it. I think people need to get information from somebody with such an amazing background as you've had, Reverend Cummings. We left you in your sort of autobiographical narrative at school, principled by the Reverend Bill Ayers, the guy that was in Barack Obama's neighborhood, and Diane Otten, who unhappily didn't live long enough to arrive in that neighborhood. But then I'm jumping ahead, so why don't you continue describing what was intended to be your formative years, but evidently this part of the mold broke.
Well, yeah, you know, when I think back, I can say with confidence how much God delivered me out of becoming a communist, a socialist, and frankly, the way Diane was paying special attention to me, I would probably say that they were looking to make me become like a Barack Obama.
And arguably that is what happened to Barack Obama. People saw his potential, his gift of gab and his poise and his ability to present, and thought, man, that's our guy. He's our Manchurian candidate. Sure. You didn't seem to be all that well suited for Manchuria, so and I'm very happy about that. So,
yeah.
Anyway, what a school! How many students? I imagine it wasn't that many students in the school.
It was about 35.
Well, that's about what I would have expected. That's right. Too many, because this kind of training, grooming, we might even say, could have produced people that, if they didn't, for whatever reason, and we'll get into why some whatever reason occurred to you, but if they continued on in the path that was being laid out in the school, they would have been pretty serious opponents to the defense of freedom.
Well, there you go. And the scary part, if I may go forward a little bit, is that open classroom and what was taught there was eventually adopted, at least in Ann Arbor, 2 years later. And in my third or fourth grade year at a school called Mitchell on the east side of Ann Arbor, the teacher was teaching from what? An open classroom. And so although someone else had developed the idea of an open classroom, Bill Ayers and them, their idea to remove individualism, which is what that was about, was truly what I call indoctrinated in the public school system in Ann Arbor.
You know, I'm reminded of something, a conversation that occurred with John Dewey and one of his admirers. And the admirer had apparently just in the not distant past seen that the test scores in the schools that were using the curricula developed by John Dewey were falling off in just about every subject. And said, Mr. Dewey, does this concern you? What's going on? And he said, oh, no, that doesn't concern me at all. He said, that's the price that we have to pay to eliminate individualism and get people willing to think as part of the group, part of the, I don't know if you use the word collective, but part of the group anyway. And I thought, right. Wow, that kind of says it. That's what John Dewey, and I imagine most people in my generation and maybe the younger a generation just before, or well, just after, a little bit younger, might have been subject, maybe still are being subject to these kinds of teaching methods that are designed to break down the family, break down individual thought and responsibility, and make good little communists. Eh?
Well, it's pretty. Unfortunately, so much of what I heard back then, and even, you know, you mentioned Mr. Dewey and his back in the 30s, 40s. When I see where things are now, a lot of what they were looking to do has manifested, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And, you know, conscientious, God-fearing, Americans who know that our Constitution and our Republic are vital and important, and understand that capitalism, free capitalism, free market capitalism is the best way and the only way to go for me. Need to really get more informed and more educated and take more of what I call a much more tougher stand against socialist ways and ideas. And, that's why I got involved in trying to educate people, but even more trying to educate believers, Christians, about the time that happened with me, with Bill Ayers and them, and that Barack Obama's time was what I call the icing on the cake of the socialist agenda. You know,
well,
And,
you know, I have a somewhat parallel background. I wasn't part of such an overt, by any means, left-wing movement that your mother was and the principal of your school, Bill Ayers, was. But I remember that when, as I was growing up, I just kind of accepted by default many liberal assumptions. And it wasn't until I was in graduate school that I began to realize that that what I had assumed was but a worldview that was one of many that one might adopt. And when I realized what the consequences were, including collectivism, also that once you become a Christian, you don't really fit in too well with collectivist thinking. You shouldn't if you understand Christianity well. They lost me. Happily, I was maybe atypical, but I was in the middle of graduate school when I became a believer and became a conservative. And I began to see the games that they had been playing. And one of the first games I was directed to and began to understand was John Dewey and how they, his whole school, had been shaping little old me and a whole lot of other folks.
Sure.
So, you know, maybe I didn't have quite the flame-throwing kind of adult references that you did, but these other teachers were just as affected, I'm sure, and probably in many cases not even aware of the consequences of what they were teaching. Because I've met subsequently people that were politically conservative in the teaching business who were, without question, unquestioningly using these methods, which inevitably, unless divinely interfered with, produce a good little socialist.
That's it.
So, anyway, we're having a very interesting education. I hope you parents and grandparents are listening to what Reverend Cummings is saying.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, I hope your parents and grandparents are taking some notes, talking with Reverend Matthew Cummings. We're talking about an experience he had many years ago in school, but unhappily, I'm afraid in all too many schools, his experience is being duplicated year after year after year, my experience as well. Before we run out of time, Pastor, what is it that got you turned around? What was it in your life? What series of things or what significant event intervened to redirect your thinking from being a good little socialist to now very much a God-fearing preacher who I don't think anybody's going to accuse you of being a socialist.
Well, you know, that circumstance that happened, and after leaving that, you know, the Lord started really coming in both my life, my mom's life, even more. And I ended up what I would say within the journey. I ended up moving more towards the ministry of the gospel and preaching. Had a traveling ministry which reached Europe and
wow,
and Australia and Israel. Praise the Lord. But and by the way, voted Republican, although I'm black, voted Republican, but didn't want anyone to know because I didn't want to get in trouble with my own community.
I would think that would and that's still probably a problem. I mean, you look at what folks like you go through, what former Congressman Alan West go through, and yeah, there just is not enough time remaining in this show to list all of the nasty things that y'all get called.
Right. But just quickly, in 2008, and I'll try to wrap it up quickly. In 2008, I was faced with the reality of the election coming and that Barack Obama was going to win. And because of his ties with Bill Ayers, I could not ignore that and felt that I was overseas doing ministry, felt that the Lord said, shut your ministry down and go home. America's in trouble. And so starting even...
That was definitely a true word, because America was in trouble.
And so, you know, I came back home, started preaching against Barack Obama. And if you want to know, literally said he's got an Antichrist spirit. And By the way, got in trouble with all black churches, white churches, mixed churches, didn't matter.
You know, that strikes me as all too unsurprising. how can you say that about a guy that is this really nice-looking guy and speaks so well?
Right.
And Obama's, you had to listen carefully to hear the left-wing bent in what Obama was saying, because he had very cleverly couched his message in words that, unless he really didn't think he was being recorded, just didn't sound all that jarring to the rest of the population.
Well, there you go. And so just to finish up, from 2009 on, the message was, if you voted for Barack Obama in 2008, repent, because you voted for Antichrist spirit. And
you probably had people get up and walk right down the middle aisle out of the church when you said things like that.
Yes, let's just say the manure flew. praise the Lord, we have Trump, and I've gotten a lot of responses from people who told me I was wrong in the early years, who said, you know, we've kind of realized that you were right. And I've gone, well, praise the Lord. You know?
That is very encouraging, that they would not only have seen where they were wrong, but being willing to admit it. It's not easy.
Right.
Good for them. Those are good folks.
Yeah. So may I say one more thing?
Oh, yeah. We've still got a little bit of time left. So by all means, let's pour it on.
Sure. I wrote a small little booklet about this situation, about Bill Ayers and Diane Alton, and then redid it again and put it in another book that I was doing as far as my testimony. But I've been really, really, some people have called, encouraged me to, and I've been really thinking about revising it and putting it into a full book about the years with Diane Alton and Bill Ayers being my principal, and really going more. So within the next 2 or 3 months, I'm actually going to have something more substantial as far as the books out on all that full time.
Excellent. I want to know about that, and we probably would be well advised to do another interview and get into some of the weeds, as it were, about the account that you're putting into that book, because I think this is really important information, because they fooled us once. Let's hope they don't fool us twice.
Amen. Amen. So I'll be more adapt to talk more and better then. But thank you so much for having me.
Well, we've got still a few minutes, so I'd like to go on into a little bit more depth about what it was that opened your eyes. You obviously realized that there was a different spirit about Obama, and at that point, of course, you were a Christian. And
right.
I hate to, biblically, I'm not supposed to say anything about whether somebody is a believer or not, but I don't see any evidence in Obama's life that he's a believer, and frankly, I see evidence that he's hostile to true belief.
Well, the response is you're right. And by the way, the Bible does tell us that we can discern by the actions, not just by what person says, if they are of God or not. And so I will stand up and say, no, he's not a Christian. Not just in his responses to Christianity as far as Islam and mm-hmm. how he pushed that agenda, but also mm-hmm. just, anyone who really has understanding of socialism and communism understands that it is an atheist way of thinking. And God, you know, the state is God. Man is God, not God himself. And so, unfortunately, not just with Bill Ayers, but listening myself to his speeches, the mannerisms, things of that nature, I had to conclude And by the way, when I was in Europe, you know, he went on over before
the apology tour.
That's right. But even before that, before he became president, I was in Europe. You know, I was in Europe when he was in Germany to 100,000 as a candidate. France, 80,000. The Netherlands. You know, I was in England, France, Netherlands, you know, Switzerland during that whole time when he was visiting. And because most of Europe is social democratic socialists, a lot of what was being said was, he's one of us. Finally, they're electing one of us. That's exactly what I heard.
And that's exactly what we did.
And therefore, you know, spiritual, evidence, political, and just, you know, your gut. All three of those brought me to the conclusion that, you know, this guy's not right, and someone needs to say something about it. And the other part of that was I knew that anyone who was widely spoke against him in America was going to be claimed a racist.
Yeah, and it's the easiest way to win an argument. You don't need any counter arguments. You don't need any facts. And yet, I'm sure there were a lot of Christians, as both of us, that among other things could sense in their spirit that there, when I looked at Obama many times, I saw a cold hatred coming out of his eyes, and that maybe concerned me as much as anything. Alas, we're out of time. The Reverend Matthew Cummings can be reached at starchild4814@yahoo.com. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Thank you for the time.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.